Hi, I'm Craig Sigal, the mental toughness trainer. A national youth sports program has just been launched to build confidence in kids in sports. Do you know that 35 million kids play organized sports every year? And that 92% of parents of youth athletes felt that sports programs were important to the overall development of their children, according to a survey by the National PTA. So it might surprise you that another national survey said that 45.3% of those kids have been yelled at, called names, or been insulted by coaches. 21% report they've been pressured to play with an injury. Abuse from the coaches is bad enough, but youth sports is also filled with loads of overbearing parents putting pressure on their kids to perform up to their high standards and expectations. You can imagine the car ride home from such a game when athletes fall short with that kind of a parent. Parents' disapproval and disappointment can do even more damage to a kid's confidence and well-being than a coach or teammate can. And all those numbers, they don't even take into account the bullying that goes on as well in sports. According to the National Education Association, 71% of kids say bullying is a problem for them. What can we do? Well, in another nationwide survey of 20,000 kids who were asked about their participation in sports, the number one reason for playing is to have fun. And that shouldn't surprise you. So why are some talented kids quitting? Well, according to a Youth Sports Institute of Michigan State study, 10,000 kids, here's some of the top reasons why kids quit organized youth sports. They're not having fun. It requires too much time. The coach plays favorites. The coach is a poor teacher. There's too much pressure, too much emphasis on winning. Or they just want to participate in other non-sport activities, and they needed more time to study. Well, the Mental Toughness Academy has embarked on a very important mission to teach the only real protection from all that negativity and abuse. And here it is, building a child's self-confidence. If your child has that confidence, they'll be able to hear any criticism with perspective and maturity so they don't get hurt. They're able to bounce back easily from mistakes and setbacks. And our mission and purpose is to help kids in sports feel confident so they can receive the tremendous benefits that playing sports offers. Also, so they'll be protected from all those hurts and the destructive comments that come from abusive coaches, parents, and even teammates. So how can kids in sports develop that confidence? Well, there's several ways that parents can start out and help their children by, number one, giving them unconditional encouragement. Number two, give them a bigger perspective on playing their sport and how it fits into their life. There's many excellent national programs for coaches and parents to learn how to positively influence their kids' sports participation. The problem is, parents can't count on their child's coach to have taken or even to buy into any of these trainings. And very few coaches have taken any kind of training. So parents, helping your child build up your self-confidence, that's really the best assurance that you can get that your child will be able to overcome adversity and be successful in their sport and later on in their life. To start off, parents need to create a safe place for their kids to air their fears and insecurities. Mental Toughness Academy, we put out an ebook called The 10 Commandments for Being a Great Sports Parent to help advise parents on how to do this. How to establish positive and open communications and create safe environments for kids to be able to share their feelings. In order for parents to understand their child's insecurities, you need to remember that the number one priority for a teen or a preteen is to fit in. If parents notice that their child is being less social, you need to find out why. If they hear excuses for not going to practice, it's time to have a heart-to-heart talk with them to get to the bottom of it. Most importantly, parents should give youth athletes constant assurances that their acceptance and approval is not dependent on how they perform. Ever! This is what will build a strong foundation of self-confidence and trust in young athletes. Too many coaches and parents are giving these kids impossible messages about success. And they all have this crazy belief that confidence only comes from having success. But that is simply not true. You see, we develop confidence from just going for it, working hard at something. Think of a new baby learning to walk or feed himself. Baby doesn't have any previous success. It just keeps trying. It never gives up. And eventually success comes, and that builds even more confidence. It's critical that you emphasize this to your child. It's the going for it. During the summer of 2003, a survey of 400 parents by the National PTA found that 64% of parents report their children as being dissatisfied with their sports experience. The support of parents to help their kids in sports build confidence is all the more necessary if they want the sport they're playing to positively impact them in healthy ways. The Mental Toughness Academy National Youth Sports Program is committed to teaching kids the learnable skills of confidence, focus, determination, and resilience so they can totally enjoy playing their sport and strengthen their mind for their future. Go to teenmentaltoughness.com to get our free ebook, The 10 Commandments for a Great Sports Parent. And we also have a special Master the Pressure guided visualization MP3 for your youth athlete. I'm Craig Sigal.